Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For me, accountability is consequences and, you know, actions. If you're not doing right things on the ice, there needs repercussions, whether it's being benched or in the press box. If you're not playing winning hockey, and I think consistency is the other thing. I think at times you could see that we were a great team and other times we're too casual. That's something that has got to be instilled in us with the consistency. It's us in here in the room holding each other accountable if there's someone not playing the way they need to, and obviously needs to come from up top too. And that's something I don't think we had enough of this year.
Tage Thompson, very direct remarks on what the Sabres lack. Jeremy and Joe, good Thursday morning, 1 week from the draft. We're talking Sabres coaching search. Luke Korak joins us on the Western Hotline as we talk about one of the potential candidates who spent time in St. Louis. Lou, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time.
Good morning, guys.
So you cover the Blues and have for NHL.com, the Blues in the NHL, and we're getting to know the idea, at least, of Craig Berube as a potential coach for the Sabres. So he won a Stanley Cup with the Blues as an interim coach, stayed for a little while. Tell us what we can know. What is there to know about Berube as a potential coach to lead the Sabres out of this purgatory of a drought that they're in?
Well, I think he's a candidate. As soon as he got fired here, to be honest with you, I thought he would be a candidate for any job that would open up. I've always respected him as a coach. He seems to get the players' attention. Players love playing for him. I mean, I remember the run that they went on in 2019, and it just seemed like every move that he made, every word that he said, it seemed to resonate in the room. He, you know, veterans seemed to really gravitate towards him. But I think one thing that always stood out to me about him is the way that he developed some of the younger guys that came through to that team and were able to grasp a concept of winning. And we're talking about guys like, you know, Robert Thomas at that time, Ivan Barbashev, Oscar Sundquist, some of the younger guys that were part of that group and just started pulling on the same rope. I think that's what it's all about. You want to get everybody on the same page. If you start getting some guys that want to play east-west and you got some guys that want to play north-south, it's just not going to work. He was always somebody that really brought a concept, brought a system, and got everybody to buy into it, and that was the result that the Blues got here. I wish I had an answer for you as to why that got stale. I know, you know, personnel does change. That tends to change things, and that tends to change you know, what that concept is supposed to be. But, you know, boy, I hate to use the terms, you know, that the voice, you know, they, you know, you start tuning somebody's voice out after hearing the same message all the time. But in this league, that seems like it happens quite a bit. I still to this day didn't agree with the fact that he got fired. But, you know, I'm not part of management here. But again, I do think that anybody that takes a chance on this guy, I think you're obviously getting a winner, and you're going to get somebody that's going to get results.
When they won the cup, Lou Korak on Twitter at lkorak10, you can follow him there. When they won the cup, we've heard a lot about and know a lot about how hot Binnington got, right? The goaltending was incredible, but were there buttons he pushed once he came in as the interim, even all the way through the playoffs, that really, you know, helped along their chances of winning that year?
100%. I mean, you know, you had a coaching change mid-season. You know, those are never good things, because obviously things weren't going as planned or as expected. They had a veteran team that year, and for whatever reason or not, Mike Yeo was there, and the results just weren't happening. He came in and immediately started holding people accountable and basically brought a system with him. You're going to check and you're going to be responsible on the other side of the puck. And if you're not, you're not going to play, or you're going to be moved down the lineup. And sometimes tough words need to be said. Sometimes for players, the tough words need to be heard. And he's a very good communicator. I will say this, players will appreciate the fact that, he will call you into his office. He'll talk to you on the ice. I mean, I've seen a number of times where he'll talk to individuals on the ice and basically tell you, this is what I need from you in order for you to be successful. Now, whether a player wanted to hear that or not, I think they always appreciated that from him. And he was never one that was going to shy away from that. And sometimes I think that, you know, that kind of philosophy tends to get lost, but not with him. That's just the kind of person that he is. And again, it brought immediate results. The team started grasping to what he wanted, and next thing you know, they just took off. And Jordan Binnington was part of that. I mean, he was a guy that brought in basically his own attitude, a different culture, if you want to call it, for a young goalie that was getting his feet wet in the NHL. And again, guys just started buying into what was going on at that time. They realized, hey, we got a good hockey team. Let's get going here. They went on a run, and the rest was history, if you want to call it that way. And, you know, he had a good run here. He really did. I mean, if you take COVID away, that team had a good chance of repeating. And somehow that got derailed by them. But any way you look at it, he brought a winning culture here, and I think he will do that anywhere that he goes.
And ultimately, you say COVID, like, what else had it fall apart? Just time? I mean, sometimes that's what it is, right? Like, relationships, especially in professional sports, they go well, and then they just kind of end. So what brought about the end?
Yeah, it just, for whatever reason or not, again, it just got to a point where, you know, the same system, same philosophy, it just didn't work. And the Blues changed personnel. I mean, they lost a lot of their veteran guys. They started bringing in some of their younger players. And it takes a little bit of time. You know, it takes a little bit of time to incorporate some of these younger players into what was going on here. And when you lose guys like Petrangelo, you start losing guys like Riley. Tarasenko is gone now. Schwartz is gone. You trade Barbashev last year. These were important pieces that they had of guys that, you know, brought that winning culture here and bought into the things that Craig Berube was bringing with him. I think he kind of understood what was going on at the time when the move was made. Is it ever easy? No. But, you know, this is a guy that is a winning coach. He develops young players. He was coaching the team here when the Blues were affiliated with the Chicago Wolves at the time. And some of he got the best of some of those guys. He really did. Whether he did push the right buttons or not, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. The majority of the time, it did work. And I think, you know, if he's a candidate for a job there with the Buffalo Sabres, I think there are players there that can grasp the concept of the things of the way that he likes to play. And again, he's going to want you to check, and he's going to want you to play the other side of the puck. And if you're able to do that, good things are going to happen. And we know guys like, you know, guys like to produce offense. And when you're able to do the little things and do the right things, it's going to bring about all that other stuff. And it's going to make players happy eventually.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.